Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Janine Salock-Johnson talking animal well-being in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
We're talking to Dr. Janine Salock-Johnson from, of course, Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. You told these guys today that beef is kind of not as far along when it comes to some of these animal welfare issues compared to some of the other species.
Correct. And I think part of the issue that we have with the beef industry is that, you know, it's such a large, you have the cow-calf operation, then you have the feedlot and et cetera. And I think that they, because they're raising cattle for the most part out on pasture for part of their lives, that we have made the assumption that they're not really on the radar screen, but it's coming. I think all species are going to be under scrutiny by the activists. We already know, based on the latest report on the review of the National Beef Quality Assurance Program, that the consumer wants to know where their beef is coming from. They want to know that the animal has been raised with a quality of life. And I think that right now, the beef industries, what they think is important versus what the consumer wants, those aren't aligned right now.
And Dr. Johnson says that all of animal agriculture is under scrutiny these days, and that will include all segments of the beef cattle industry in the days to come.
You know, I'm kind of used to making people roll their eyes, but when I believe in something, it doesn't matter who we're talking to. We have to start accepting that change has to come, and there has to be more accountability regardless. I mean, we have to start accepting that change has to come, and there has to be more accountability regardless. I mean, they're raising the animals, but they have the opportunity to raise them the way they should be raised and be part of the conversation. But if they continue to want to just be independent and stay off the radar, they're going to end up having someone else tell them how to raise these animals.
Because that goes back to that message of being proactive, right?
Correct. I mean, and they have the opportunity to be proactive. I mean, you know, I gave the example today that the swine industry tap danced around the stall issue for so long, and now here it is 30 years later, we're still, you know, facing those challenges with the stall, and it's already, you know, the stall is bad. We had the poultry industry that tried to, you know, partner with one of the activist groups, and that was a failure. So they have an opportunity because everyone's busy attacking all the other industries, and they have the opportunity to be proactive and do the right thing and write their own story.
I know that, you know, the industry, as you alluded to, we have a program that has been in place, really started from a more of an economic point of view, but BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Program, is there. You see it as something that can maybe be improved on?
It can be improved on, but it also has to be part of the process. I mean, it's not something, we've already got the foundation. I mean, all of our species have that foundation. They all have a quality assurance type program. That's where a lot of the basic animal care, and even to the credit of the beef industry, they also have those supplemental documents that are, you know, associated with the BQA that starts talking about some of these welfare issues that are at the forefront. Pain mitigation for castration and dehorning and so forth. And so the foundation is there. The foundation is also there because these are the people that are in that building, I mean, on that ranch every day taking care of these animals. And so they already know how to provide good housing, good care, food, water, etc. It's just that it's got to expand beyond that.
Right. Dr. Janine Salak-Johnson on the opportunity for the cattle industry to control the narrative about animal well-being. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.